USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. Part of the COVID stimulus package being moved through Congress includes a $15 an hour federal minimum wage.
We should have a minimum wage stand by itself, $15 an hour, and work your way up to the 15. It doesn't have to be boom. And all the economics show if you do that, the whole economy rises.
However, President Joe Biden tells CBS's Nora O'Donnell it is not likely to pass. He reiterated on Friday that he is committed to $1,400 payments, although some lawmakers want targeted relief going to those who need it most. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen has indicated that should include the middle class. President Biden also addressed Iran.
Will the U.S. lift sanctions first in order to get Iran back to the negotiating table?
No.
The Supreme Leader of Iran urged the U.S. to do so on Sunday. Former President Trump unilaterally withdrew the U.S. from the deal in 2018. This is USA Radio News.
For 3 years, you've heard me talk about MyPillow and the MyPillow Premium Pillow and how I get the best night's sleep of my life, how they don't go flat. They are washable and dryable and made in the USA. And it continues the MyPillow Premium Pillow special for Mike Lindell. A standard or queen size premium MyPillow, $29.98. You're saving $40. King size pillows, only $5 more. 60-day money back guarantee. 10-year warranty made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. And while you're at MyPillow.com, check out all the deep discounts on all the other MyPillow products. MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Super Bowl 55 is just 30 minutes away. The Buccaneers and the Chiefs in Tampa Bay. Last night, the NFL announced the Hall of Fame class for 2021 at its award ceremony.
Five-time MVP and two-time Super Bowl champion Peyton Manning will headline the class, along with nine-time Pro Bowl defensive back Charles Woodson and former Detroit Lions wide receiver Calvin Johnson. All three getting in their first year of eligibility. Also in the class 2021, former Tampa Bay and Denver defensive back and current 49ers general manager John Lynch, former Pittsburgh offensive lineman Alan Faneca, former Dallas wideout Drew Pearson, and former Raiders and Seahawks head coach Tom Flores. They'll be enshrined in Canton the weekend of August 5th through the 9th. The extended event will also include the induction of the class of 2020, with last year's event canceled because of the pandemic. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Aaron Rodgers awarded Most Valuable Player, Russell Wilson, Man of the Year, and Rookie of the Year goes to Justin Herbert. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
American Queen Steamboat Company and Victory Cruise Lines will require proof of coronavirus vaccinations in order for passengers to board their cruise ship starting in July. Company guidelines also stipulate that crew must be vaccinated. Cruises have been docked for many months due to the pandemic. Both cruise lines are resuming trips in April. Masks and temperature checks are required as well. Two congressmen are facing steep fines for not following security protocols at the U.S. Capitol.
Republican Congressman Louie Gohmert and Andrew Clyde each face a $5,000 fine for skipping metal detectors. They both evaded the metal detectors while entering the House on Thursday, according to a senior Democratic aide. Gohmert said the policy was unconstitutional and said he plans to appeal the fine. Clyde also said the rule was illegal. The fine can be appealed to the House Ethics Committee, but if the panel upholds the fine, it's deducted out of the lawmakers' paychecks. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Hundreds of protesters calling for the resignation of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu gathered outside his official residence last night. Protesters want him to step down due to corruption charges and what they say is mismanagement of the country's coronavirus and economic crisis. Protesters in central Jerusalem have been gathering weekly for more than 7 months. The trial of Prime Minister Netanyahu for fraud, breach of trust, and accepting bribes is set to resume this week. Super Bowl 55 coming up at 6:30 Eastern. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.